This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, we will meet you in the garden, but today, sometimes we do. A bit wet at the moment, but soggy underfoot, and I hope you're still weeding and pruning. But I bought a couple of plants on the weekend, or about three or four actually, well, five. And a couple of them were bare-rooted bushes. Now, one was a tree, one was a bush. Now, to explain what a bare-rooted bush is, it's basically the plant without dirt. And what they've done, they've cut back the roots a little bit and let's put it in a bag. And that's it. And that's the way you receive it. Now, I was surprised to find that there's actually two ways to purchase bare-rooted plants. And I bought a mulberry tree, something I've been wanting to do for some time now, and actually got it, and it's in the ground now. But it was presented to me in a pot with dirt in it. And when I said I thought this was bare-rooted stock, she said that they put the larger bare-rooted stock into pots for stability and presentation. It came out of the pot quite easily. The second one was a small berry bush, and my son is in Sweden, and when I went and visited him, these little berries were on everything. I thought, oh, I want some of them, and so I've bought one of those as well. Now, how do you put them in the ground? Well, it was, you need to plan ahead. You need to plant the bare-rooted plant that day. Don't leave it go and for a couple of days or till the following weekend, because it'll die. Make the hole in the ground at least 50% bigger than the expected root base, because you'll see the root base there, and just make the hole a little bit bigger, or a lot bigger actually. Make it just a bit deeper, and then make a mound in the bottom of the hole, about a third of the way up the hole. Place the plant over the mound, so the roots spread over the mound. Fill the hole about halfway with water. So you've got the plant in the hole and it's just sitting there, and you've put water in the hole. There's so many lines. Position the plant the way you want it to face. Now fill up with dirt and it'll turn to mud. So tap down gently, because you've got your gum boots on. You can do that with your boots on. Make sure you get the right level of the trunk. Do not overfill, because if you cover the base of the trunk, you'll rot the young trunk and basically ring bark, and thus killing your new plant. So make sure you do it right on that level, or a little bit below if anything, because the roots will continue to go down. Once you've settled it in, it will not be firmly set yet, because it will be able to stand on its own, because you filled the hole up. Water it again. And then you can use a mild water fertilizer like seaweed or whatever and feed it in a few days. Now you can take a good look at it and prune, and then you prune it by about one third. I don't believe the phone's ringing. You can prune it by about a third because the root base has been cut back, so you need to cut back the top bits as well. So prune it down a bit. Now, shape it to the desired growth pattern. You want to stand back and admire your hard work? Then get back to the weeding and pruning. Okay, that's been today's gardening segment, bare rooting, and I've put a couple of the berry bushes in the back garden, just right near the veggie patch, and the mulberry tree is in the front. So what I'm doing is, instead of sort of buying ornamental trees or plants anymore, I'm buying practical ones, ones that I can actually harvest something from, so it sends something back. So, yep. That's what I'm doing in my garden. How's yours going?
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.